Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good, y'all? He's so good. If you have not had the opportunity to give, you can go ahead and do so. And as you're doing that, I'm going to give you my scripture. We're going to jump around to a few different scriptures today, but I'm giving you the green light to bring the joy on today because we do get to talk about the mighty, matchless name of Jesus today. And so if you will turn with me to Philippians 2, 9 and 11, Philippians 2, 9 and 11, and when you have it, please say amen. Philippians 2, 9 and 11. And it reads, "Wherever God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." The word of God for the people of God. So today we're going to talk about, I'm talking to you from a scripture, I'm sorry, from a subject entitled The Mighty, Matchless Name of Jesus. And on today, when I talk about his name and just who he is and what he's done and what all is carried in his name, I want to just get us to a point to where we have joy in calling on the name of Jesus. Right? Because in situations when it's hard and when we're going through things that are hurtful, we got to remember that we got to call on the name of Jesus. And sometimes we get so bogged down with those things that we forget that there's one word that can heal and take care of everything, Jesus. And so what is in a name? Think about how your mother named you. Your last name is your father's name. Most of us, right? Or whoever you belong to. You see, when God created Adam, he called him man. It was a symbolism of mankind, Adam. But he gave him a name to show authority and ownership over him, right? And so when we're each and every one of us is born, we are given a name. And that name shows ownership and authority to our parents or our grandparents or whoever raised us. And so there are many, many powerful names that we have heard in histories across the world. But there's only one name that has a strong legacy, that has done everything that no other name could do. And that is the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. And so there's just, it's a name that has healed the sick. It's a name that has saved the lost. Each and every one of us have been lost before. And I guarantee you called on the name of Jesus and he brought you right back in alignment with him. It's the name that still breaks chains and chains and silences demons. It's the name that gives us access to the throne of grace. There is something about that name. And so in Matthew 1:21, it reads, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So we know that angel told Joseph that Mary was pregnant with the Holy Spirit impregnated her to have a baby, because he was going to discreetly divorce her and not get married to her and kind of move on with his life. But an angel came to him and said, no, you stay with her. And this is the name you will give him, right? So the angel gave him the name that he needed to name Jesus. Now, Jesus means Yeshua, right? Back then, it was Yeshua, equivalent to Joshua. I didn't know that before I studied this. And so it was very interesting in how, you know, back then, that was the Hebrew name, was Yeshua. And so our English name is Jesus. And so both have the same power. It's just in different language, right? And so the name in the Hebrew, just the expression of the name, showed authority, dignity, right? Just the type, just those two words, the name. It showed dignity. It showed authority back in the Old Testament. Well, then you go down and it's the name, let me see. Sorry, I'm getting lost. The name of Jesus or the name of God, that expression showed divine presence. When we talk about the name of God in the Old Testament, it showed complete divine presence. And so, again, that was all back in the Old Testament. But then we get to the name of Jesus, which has this meaning, Yeshua, Joshua, Jesus, which literally means the Lord saves. That was his mission. His mission was to come and to save his people. And so his name represents not only the mission of redemption, but of mercy as well in the name of Jesus. And so again, if we're thinking about our own lives and even the things that we have done ourselves where we've committed any form of sin, if we just call on the name of Jesus, he can help us come back to him. If we just bend down on our knees, we can come back to who he is. Calling on the name of Jesus. And so this name has done many, many things. It is currently and consistently still doing many, many things. It is a name that rules. It is the name that is in charge of all things. When I was typing up my sermon, even the autocorrect said to capitalize Jesus Christ. Because even the computer knows who Jesus is, right? And so because he died on this cross and he came to be a man, he humbled himself. He brought humility. And he was a carpenter. He wasn't a rich. He wasn't a king when he came. He was poor. And he humbled himself. But this is the name that is above all names. And so it doesn't matter what status he came in at. Is what matters is who he is and what he did for each and every one of us. Right now, y'all, there is a huge falling away from Christ. There is a huge falling away from Christ. And something brought you here to church today. Something allowed you to watch this video. And I have to give all credit and all due to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he will strategically put us in places to make sure that we receive the word that we need to receive. And so with this huge falling away, you got people that are worshiping crystals and the third eye and, you know, all of these different things that we should really not expose ourselves to at all. But we got to know what it is because it's out there. And so we have people worshiping the stars. How do we put a star before a person who came to die for our sins? And we can't, so we have to continue to say his name. We have to continue to remember that in every situation that we are in, we can call on the name of Jesus. And so there's no witchcraft, there's no, nothing can do what God can do. Nothing can overtake the things that the devil has tried to attack you with, like the name of Jesus. And I've said this many times before when I was looking for my calling, and I don't remember how long ago when I preached and I talked about this a little bit. I was searching for what the Lord wanted me to do. And the devil was attacking me at every which way and angle, even to the point to where I was laying in bed and there was this spirit, this heaviness that laid on me. And I couldn't get up. I couldn't even speak. But guess what? What name I thought of was Jesus. And it automatically released. Just the thought of the name Jesus released me. And so there is power in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the name of Jesus. And so whatever demon, whatever devil that is attacking your life right now, all you have to do is call on the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And it will release. It has to release. You resist the devil and he will flee. But what we can't do, saints, is we can't get comfortable in sin. We cannot stay where we are. You have to transform. You've got to be different. You've got to trust that the word of God can do this in your heart. Because when it happens in your heart, it connects to your brain and your mind, and then it comes out in your actions. And people don't recognize you anymore. But the one word you can give them is Jesus when they ask, because they will. And so we have to remember that every time that we call on his name, that we're invoking the finished work on the cross, what he's already done. And there is none and nothing, nothing that is greater than the name of Jesus Christ. So he rules everything. Not only does he rule, he heals. The power of his name heals people, right? And so if we go to, let's look at Acts chapter 4. Let me just stay there right real quick. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Back to the whole point that the only name that saves is Jesus. There's no other salvation except through Jesus Christ. And so there's not many ways to get to salvation. There's only one. There is only one way to get to Jesus, to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. To get to our salvation, that's through Jesus Christ. And as we think about this, we think about the times in our lives that there were so many options of beliefs and all the differences and the things that you have been brought to your attention, or how maybe you grew up as a child, maybe wasn't a Christian home. But there's only one salvation. And it's because this man came all the way through this woman's womb to be there for each and every one of us. And so the name of Jesus is not just a title. It's an invitation to deliverance. You can't be saved by the money, by the fame, by education or relationships, only by the simple, beautiful, amazing name of Jesus. So we think about a man that may be drowning. He doesn't need a lecture. He needs a lifeguard. Jesus is that lifeguard. If you're drowning in your life and you need someone to save you, Jesus is the name to call. When Peter was doing his sermon in Acts chapter 3, and this was after Jesus had gone on to the cross, he said, "What I do have," and this is when he's healing the lame man, he said, "What I do have, I give you." He says, "Rise up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." So according to David Gusick, using this "in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth," it was used as an insult of Christ during his time on earth, because nothing good came from Nazareth. And so it was just like, oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so Peter was trying to turn it around to make it something good. And so when he healed this lame man and he got up and walked, he was basically just like reiterating who Jesus was. This man from Nazareth was something good. In his name, this man who was lame got up and walked. And so maybe some of us feel like we're lame. We don't have any legs. We can't go any further. We can't walk forward. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And we can help others heal. We can help others get up and walk, whether it's figuratively or physically, because we have that same power in each and every one of us. And all we have to do is to tap into it. But we can't tap into that power if we're not plugged into who he is. And so if we're not spending time with the Lord, how can we plug in? How can we call on the name of Jesus if we're not plugged in? So what do? We got to sit and we got to pray. We got to slow down. We have to worship. We have to take the time to read our word and to get to know who Jesus is. And if you don't know where to start, you start in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is all about the walk of Jesus Christ. It's about his character. It's about who he is. It's about what he's done. It's about who he's healed. All of that is about Jesus. That's where you start. If you need a refresher, go back to the Gospels. And know and learn that power, that healing power that was in Peter is in us. We have the ability to heal if we believe. My daughter was hurt a couple of weeks ago from a growing injury. And, you know, we believe in healing, okay? We believe in healing. And we have oil that we put, you know, anoint ourselves with. And she said, can I put some oil on it? And I was like, yeah, girl, I put some oil on it. And so she took the oil and she said, what do I do? And we were like, you put it on your leg, you say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. And God showed her the next day, literally, there was no pain. No pain in the name of Jesus. And so because she believed, because she said, you know what, let me try this, right? God did it for her. That wasn't her, that was the Lord. Just to give her evidence that in his name, you can do anything. In his name, she could be healed from an injury. So I'm telling, and Pastor talks about this all the time. He doesn't too much go to the doctor, but what he does do is he prays over himself and he's like, you know, he keeps going. And he touches, hey, heal God in the name of Jesus, right? That's what we have to do, y'all. We can heal our physical ailments, but we can heal our hearts too. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. In the name of Lord, show me how I can heal. Help me to be a better person. He says, ask and I will give it to you. But we got to believe. And sometimes that's the disconnect. We don't fully believe. I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes when I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord to do it and I'm crying, I'm having this emotional moment, God has to remind me that I can do all things, Tierra. Don't shortchange my name. You ask me in my name and you believe that I can do it and I will do it for you. And so I want us to make sure that we are spending time with the Lord. I want us to make sure that we understand how powerful his name is, how powerful his story and who he is and the character of him is. And when we look in the mirror, that we reflect exactly what he is. And that we continue to strive for righteousness. We're not perfect. We're going to sin. We have negative thoughts that encompass our brains and our minds. And there are things that we do that are not aligned with the Lord. But as long as we're striving for righteousness, as long as we are seeking the Lord and we are calling on his name, he will align us with everything that he has called us to do. And it will get easier each and every day. And then what his desires will become your desires. And it won't be a fight. I used to fight with the Lord. I want to do this. And he's like, no. I wanted to, y'all, I used to drink alcohol. And I wanted to drink. And I just socially. And he said, no. I even got it down to where I was like, well, I'll just have one. Just one, Lord. That'll be my limit. And he literally said, no. My conviction is not your conviction. That is my own conviction. The Lord told me no. And so we all have those things, whatever it is. That's your business. I'm not trying to get into your business. You take that to the Lord. But God told me, Tierra, you cannot drink alcohol. This is not for you. And that was a very hard thing that I had to let go of. And so when my friends go out now, I don't drink. I don't do anything. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I don't do it. Like, this is not for me, y'all. I can't. And it's because I owe him everything that I have, all that he's brought me to. I'm striving for righteousness. Got it? Now, when we talk about other things that we face, such as anxiety, depression, the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. I'm going to say it until I'm finished today because it's going to get down in your hearts. The mighty, matchless name of Jesus will change all of that. He will bring you out of every impossible situation that you feel like you're in. Anything that you feel like I can never get through this, Jesus will get you through it. And then 5 years from now, you'll look back and he got you through it. That's the evidence to remind you that, hey, I might be going through this right now, but he got me through that 5 years ago, so he'll get me through this one too. And we ought to celebrate that. That's something to celebrate because he is always there every step of the way. Even when you can't feel him and you can't touch him and you feel like he's distant, he is there every step of the way. And so the power of the name calls forth healing. But yet, in order for Peter to heal this lame man, he had to make sure that he had the power. So you got to plug into the source daily, throughout the day. I plug into the source every single day, but I get mad at myself because I don't sit with him. I'm praying on the way to work. And it just feels rushed, right? And I mean, we have some good moments, y'all. We have worship and I'm crying, all the things. And I'm like, Lord, get me through this day. Let's do it. You know, all the things. But it's something about sitting in my closet and just listening and hearing his voice. The stillness of the word, the stillness of his spirit. We just felt it here in worship. You can get that at home. You get that wherever you go. His spirit is everywhere. And so when we talk about the power and the authority, you speak that authority in the name of Jesus, and every devil has to flee, and they will leave you alone. And you keep praying that prayer over your situation. In the name of Jesus, flee, devil. Go back to the pits of hell where you belong, because that's where he belongs. We send him back where he belongs, in the name of Jesus. The power that, then I'm going to go to Luke 10, 17 through 19. So I told you I had a lot of scripture today. You don't have to turn with me. I can get us there and read it. So Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 19 reads, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He fell quickly. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And on to 20, it says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. So he wants us to know that we have the power, that he has given us the power. These are the 70 disciples that he told to go out back in verses 8 and 9. He told them to go out into whatever city and they will receive you. Eat such things. But he said, heal the sick that are therein and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh to you. So he said to go heal the sick. That's what he told these 70 to go do. They went and did it. And then they came back and they said, man, like all the demons are subject to us. In your name. It's almost like they were surprised. Like, what? And he's like, well, I told you, like, I gave you the authority. And that's what he's saying to us today. He gave you the authority. He gave you the authority. He gave you the authority. You the authority. And you the authority over demons and devils, over your situation. Whatever that might be. Whatever sickness you may have. Whatever ailments you may have. He gave you the authority over it. Everything, I'm telling you, everything that is not good comes from the devil. Everything that's good comes from God. So you've got to pray over that situation. You have to speak his name over that situation. And so he says, the 70 returned and stated that in Jesus' name, and stated that even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. So I don't know how much else to tell this to us, that the mighty, matchless name of Jesus is the key, that the belief in who he is the key. When you have the belief and you have the name that's embedded in your heart, that whenever any and every situation pops up, that you call on his name and you mean it with everything inside of you, and then you don't be surprised when he does it. Just say thank you. Don't be surprised, because he will. My daughter was surprised. And we were like, praise the Lord. You know, amen. And so just don't be surprised whenever it comes and when it happens. Sorry, y'all, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, when we're talking about the name that we carry, so Jesus is the name that we get to carry. This is the name that we get to settle our hearts on. And John 4:14 verses 13 through 14, it says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. We don't just call on his name, we carry his name. We don't just call on his name, we carry his name. We represent his name. Who we are is who Jesus should be. We should reflect that in this earth, because there are some people that you encounter that will never see Jesus unless they see you. And so we carry his name everywhere that we go. So when we walk into our schools, when we walk into our workplaces, when we walk into a restaurant, when we walk into a gym, we are representing Christ. And every person that you encounter should see that there's something just a little bit different about you, that there is a light in you. A light cannot be hidden. The mighty, matchless name of Jesus is settled in your heart. And his characteristics, his fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, is what is shown each and every time anyone encounters you. And that self-control and that patience is sometimes the most difficult ones, at least for me. And so we have to exude his characteristics because we carry and we represent Jesus Christ. When a police officer walks out, he's carrying the authority of that badge. When we walk out, we carry the authority of Christ. So you may not have a physical badge on you, but they should see something that's different. I'm surprised you didn't respond the way I would have said, well, I belong to Jesus. Well, who's Jesus? And then you have an opportunity. The door is open. It's not a lot of people going to heaven, y'all. I think we see that in society. But what we can do is just be the carriers of the word to each and every one of those people that we come and count and we encounter. We give them an experience of who Jesus is. And so when we go back to Philippians 2 and 9, where we started, I'm going to read through 11. So wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. These are the things in heaven, the things in earth, the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every demon, every disease, every addiction must bow to the authority of Jesus Christ. Hell trembles at that name. We sung that this morning. Trembles. Satan thinks he has authority. All he has is the air and to be able to try to trip you up. To try. He roars like a lion. He's not a lion. He roars like a lion. Looking to see who he can devour. Can he devour you? Absolutely not. Because you have the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. So you cannot forget that the battle is spiritual. You cannot forget that everything in the physical realm does not matter. It's in the spirit. But you cannot see in the spirit unless you plug into the source. So you need to get on your knees. You need to pray with your family, your husband, your wife, your kids. You need to take that time to pray, to ask God to open your spiritual eyes, your spiritual ears, so that you can see and hear. You have senses in the spirit. So you can see and hear, touch, feel in the spirit, discern in the spirit to know what is what. Because the devil will bring you so close to something that looks right, but it's not. So in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, if you aren't sure, call on his name and he'll show you. Heaven rejoices at that name and the church advances by that name. So when we speak this name of Jesus, we're not only speaking empty syllables, but we are invoking divine authority. So whatever you're going through, speak this name. the name of Jesus. And so every single time that you have a situation, we're always going through something, coming out of something, or getting ready to go into something. Okay, that's just what it is. Call on the name of Jesus. Plug into the source. Do his will. Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." When you run into this name, you run into protection, peace, power, and purpose. The mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. Run to him. Allow him to encompass who you are and all that you are. He will put a hedge of protection over you. And he will keep every attack away. The shield of faith, put that armor of God on. Stand in the gap for your sons, daughters, sisters, brothers, cousins, whoever it is, stand in the gap. They'll come back, but keep calling on the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you, Lord, that you slowed us down today just to admire your name and who you are, Lord God, and what you've done. You have the authority to heal. You have the authority to give to us the power that you have, Lord. And on today, God, I just pray right now over every person in this seat, in the seats, Lord God, every person in this building, God, every person who's watching this, every person that will watch this, Lord. And I just pray that you would touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. There is so much going on in our world. There is so much going on in society, God, that people are falling away from who you are simply because they don't know you. So God, I pray that you would place people in our paths, Lord, that we can pour into, that we can teach the name of Jesus, the characteristics, the what you came to do and die for our sins, that we would give that back to them, Lord God, and that we would start breaking generational curses, that we would grow the people that we encounter each and every day, and that we would give them a Jesus experience. So Lord, your name is above all names. We know that when the time comes, every single knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Anyone who ever doubted you will confess the name of Jesus Christ as Lord. And we are so grateful to be on the side where we cannot wait to surrender our hearts and our minds to you, and to go up into heaven and to worship and to fellowship with you and others, Jesus. So Lord, as we get ready to depart from this place, allow us to take you with us and let your name rest on our hearts and on our tongue and in our minds, that in anything that we go through, we can call on the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ.
And Father God, I just pray for all of the Christians that are falling away, Lord Jesus, because they don't or have not learned to call on the name of Jesus in dire situations, because they have not gotten their word to know that all the things that you've done then, you can do them now, and that you're the God that nothing is impossible for you, and that they may learn that when they're going through, if they just call on you in Jesus' name, it may not flee right away, but it will flee. And just keep calling on his name and he will show up. I thank you for this message this morning, God, and I pray that it does not go on deaf ears, because you are God and you're God alone. And nothing is impossible for you. I pray this in Jesus' most precious and his holy name. Amen and amen. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Christ Unveiled this morning. And we thank you for those online who joined us as well. I have just a few announcements. If you haven't already given, we ask that you please help us to support the uplifting of the kingdom, that we can get this word out to everyone. and out to the dying world that's out there that needs to hear. And November 7th is Ignite Prayer from 10 to 12. Please make plans to attend. It will not disappoint. You won't be disappointed. Thanksgiving baskets are available. If you go to the website, to outreach, and then click on community assistance, you can get a basket if you need one. And you can see Sister Boyd or Sister Amelia Jackson for that. And one more announcement before we dismiss. If you lost keys here last week, please see Sister Lincoln. She has the keys. And with that, you are dismissed. Have a good rest of the day.